And college football is almost here. Western at Michigan, the opener. Then you're going to get Washington. The mighty Huskies from the Pac-12 in town. What will this football team look like? Who will be the quarterback? How will that offense go to the next level? What about the defense, special teams? A ton of change on the coaching staff, players. It's going to be an interesting season. Jim Brandstatter, voice of Michigan football, is standing by on the Meyer guest line. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing well, Bill. How about yourself, sir?
Good. As you're preparing for this upcoming season and just what you've heard, what you've seen, what you know is returning, what's the vibe you're feeling on this Michigan 2021 football team?
Well, the first thing I'm thinking and I'm hearing is that there's a great energy in Schembechler Hall, but the last year left a lot of people with a bad taste in their mouth, and that Jim Harbaugh has put a new staff together, a bunch of young, very active, energetic, committed coaches, and I think it has led down into the players, and I expect that even though the names are going to be a lot different, and we're going to see a lot of different players, I feel and hear that there's a real energy in Schembechler Hall, and this football team is going to play with a passion that, to be quite frank, they didn't play with much last year.
And how do they get that passion back? Does it start at the top with Harbaugh? Is it a flip with the coaches? Are there players now, you think, stepping into that role as leaders?
I think it's all those things. I think Jim, changing the staff, putting Mike Hart and Ron Bellamy on there, along with the new defensive coordinator, moving Sherrone Moore in from tight ends coach to the offensive line. Guys came in from the pros in Baltimore. There's just, there's a new energy kind of thing, and I think the players have stepped up. I've heard that Aiden Hutchinson, even though he didn't practice in the spring because he's coming off an injury, was just a tremendous leader, both offensively and defensively. He was getting after both sides of the ball and patting them on the back when they did well. And I just get a sense that everybody kind of was left with a poor taste in their mouth after last season. And everything that you mentioned, I think it's all a combination of those things that has created kind of a new attitude.
Jim Brandstatter, voice of Michigan football, joining us on the Meyer guest line here in the Huge Show across Michigan. Yeah, I think it's really it seems across the board with the Michigan fan that this isn't getting really excited going into the season, that everybody is in that wait-and-see mode, Jimmy.
Yeah, I mean, it's a wait-and-see thing. I mean, the thing is that, you lose a lot of things happen in the offseason. I mean, Joe Milton left the quarterback. So, Cade McNamara looks to be the quarterback. You hear Zach Charbonnet leaving. These were guys that you expected to be the starters. Well, that's the nature of the beast anymore in collegiate football. And it's not just happening here. It's happening everywhere across the country. It's just that we in Michigan and Michigan State see it because we get the news of it. But there are guys leaving Ohio State. There are guys leaving Alabama. There are guys leaving Nebraska. And these kinds of – hey, Michigan's got a couple guys, one from Texas Tech and one from Oregon. So – they have lost a couple guys. So those things all happen. I think that's what's got everybody kind of nervous and wondering what's it going to look like. And Bill, to your point of what's it going to look like, this to me is going to be one of the most interesting seasons and the most interesting lead-ins to the season since Jim Harbaugh was named coach, in my opinion. Because everything's going to be new. There's a new defense. There's going to be a new quarterback. There's a change going on, and I'm really excited to see it. I'm looking forward to this year and what we might see. It's like Christmas morning when we play Western Michigan. You're opening up a present, and you're going to find out what you get inside.
Jim Brandstatter, voice of Michigan football, joining us here on the Huge Show across Michigan. Yeah, I think that passion, if I'm speaking for the Michigan fan listening, They're not expecting a Big Ten East title. They're not expecting a Big Ten championship. I think they're looking for a season where there's energy start to finish. You're going to win some, lose some, and that this team looks like they've taken a major step from last year.
I agree. I think the energy and the passion and the playing with emotion is a key part. And that's what the Michigan fan wants to see. I couldn't agree with you more. But I also think that while there isn't expectation of what they may win or what, you know, the season might lie, I mean, you've seen the remarks or the line in Vegas that they're over and under on wins is, what, 7.5 or something like that. I think in the building, I think in Schembechler Hall, they're not buying that at all. I think they feel that every time they take the field, they can win. We'll find out for sure how good this team may be when we take on Washington in that second game of the year at night.
I think everyone looks at Harbaugh's recruiting classes. They look at the talent that has been brought to Ann Arbor. And like you said, that the enthusiasm, but also this team just becoming better, not only going into your first game against Western, but improving in that second game and having the coaching staff with their arms around everything and just the team getting better because, you know, you're going to have a QB where, you know, if you look at it and you wonder, do you have that quarterback who could win the Big Ten? I don't know. I don't know who the starter's going to be. Do you?
Well, out of the spring, it was Cade McNamara.
Right, I know that.
I know that. And then I don't know whether the youngster, the freshman McCarthy, is going to be a guy that would unseat him in the fall. He's the one with the most experience. And there's another guy coming in from Texas Tech that's a transfer guy who's got a great arm and a wonderful reputation. But he hadn't taken a snap yet in a Michigan uniform. So I think Cade McNamara right now, it's his job to lose. And more importantly, again, quarterback's important, Bill, but so are the other 23 guys. I mean, Michigan's defense, can they stop anybody? It's going to be a brand-new defense. Don Brown's gone. Pressure defense that he brought is gone. They may be a whole lot different defensively, but yet they may be better. Maybe they're, you know, not going to give up as many big plays, that kind of thing. So I think that even though we don't know who the quarterback is, everybody has to improve. Everybody has to know that they're on the clock, too. Offensive line, receivers, running backs. I think everybody's on the line. It's not just Cade McNamara, even though that's the position that gets all the headlines. There are a bunch of other guys that have to step up to make this team where they want to go, take it where they want
to
go.
They just got to play the ball. They got to be fast on both sides of the ball. They really do. With the talent that is at Schembechler Hall, with what Harbaugh has done in terms of adjusting the coaching staff, they just have to be fast and powerful and play with passion, that enthusiasm unknown to mankind that Jim dropped that first year.
You said it.
Right?
That's a formula, right? What you just said is a formula for success.
Well, and that's what he talked about initially, you know, when he came, and then when they had a Gattis, they talked about that hashtag speed and space, and we've seen glimpses of a team that looked like they could go to that next level and beat Ohio State and win the Big Ten East outright, and we'll see what that journey's like. Jimmy, it's so good to catch up with you, my friend. Football season is almost here. The fans will be back. Chris Ballas from TheWolverine.com told me earlier that, 84,000 season tickets sold?
I don't know. I hear all kinds of different talk about it, you know. I just don't know. Because this COVID thing is still, I mean, even now you hear the news and everything, they're talking about this Delta, whatever, and people are going back to masks in New York and California. I don't know. But I do know that in Michigan it has opened up and the full capacity of Michigan Stadium is going to be ready. But given what has happened over the last year and a half, I'm not making bets on anything.
Well, it'll be good to have them back if we get the full stadiums.
The only thing I can guarantee is Elm will show up. I'll be there when they open it up in September, and I'll be behind the microphone with Deardorff.
Sounds good, my man. We'll talk soon.
All right, Bill. Be well.